We are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or you can listen at 605-313-0163. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss the destabilization of our nation. But first, our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy every Sunday by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation at the top of the home page, go to contact information and click on it. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number in a short message. And call me in the U.S. at 508-857-8334. I just got this news message. Breaking now, U.S. attorney recommends charges against former FBI boss Andrew McCabe. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708922. ID targeted. If you would like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. This will change tomorrow evening. Access by computer will be different. And I wanted to point out that our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. So go to YouTube and in the search bar type Targeted Massachusetts and you will find all of our broadcasts. Targeted Justice is hosting a rally and protest event in our nation's capital. This will be taking place October the 18th through the 22nd. Registration fee is $35 and includes a free t-shirt. We encourage you to request a 5-minute audience with your congressman. You will need to make a request several weeks in advance. Make the request through your congressman's website and ask for an appointment on October the 21st or the 22nd. Any additional information that you need can be found at https://targetedjustice.com. At the top of the page, look for Targeted Protest 2019. Click or tick on that, and any and all information that you need will be there. As I mentioned, tonight we are discussing the destabilization of our nation. Some might think this is another conspiracy theory. Targeted individuals in the past have been reported as the same. But as more people learn, the ones that do are finding out that it is quite real. Okay, although it is certainly not far-fetched to suggest that the government might be engaged in nefarious activities that run counter to the best interests of the American people. Doing so will likely brand me a domestic terrorist under the FBI's new classification system. The FBI, for the first time, has identified fringe conspiracy theories as a domestic terrorist threat, according to a previously unpublicized document obtained by Yahoo News. The FBI intelligence bulletin from the Bureau's Phoenix field office, dated May 30, 2019, describes conspiracy theory-driven domestic extremists as a growing threat and notes that it is the first such report to do so. It lists a number of arrests, including some that haven't been publicized, related to violent incidents motivated by fringe beliefs. Okay, we have a caller, Chris from Las Vegas. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, thank you so very much, Frank. Nice to be on with you again. And I'm going to observe that that article from Yahoo News is probably accurate from what they say. However, astute minds that are actually critically thinking would observe that the FBI, being a private profits corporation, is a domestic terrorist organization in and of themselves. They're the ones responsible for many so-called false flags and so-called lone wolf shooters, because they have facilitated, planned, aided and abetted, supplied the equipment, the plan, the target, and taken advantage of very significantly mentally challenged people, some under psychotropic drugs, others being below normal intelligence levels because they're easy to manipulate, and therefore utilize them as weaponized humans against we the people to create the pretext of terror so they can investigate terrorism ad infinitum, 24/7, 365, and unjustly enrich themselves at the expense of we the people. What say you?
I have a question for you. Why are we the people the extremists? Why are we the people the targets?
Because the American people have the spirit of liberty and freedom etched upon their breasts, their hearts, and their minds, and their spirits. Because we were basically a fundamental Christian nation when this country was conceived. And they hate this with a passion, because they want a global one-world order of global Luciferian Satanism. And not everybody in the FBI is that way. There are obviously good people who believe in America in the FBI. For those, I have the highest esteem. But I have run across many that seem to be engaged in pedophilia and other terroristic acts against the American people because they believe they're above the law because they have this federal shield in their pocket. And when we understand that it's the Fa-Ed-Duel, or Fa-Ed-Du-Ra-El system, it is a phony system. They are private profits, private agencies. They were created under the guise of fighting terrorism and mob activity back in the 20s and 30s, with J. Edgar Hoover being point at. Of course, we know he's a very serious, flaming, cross-dressing sort of guy that really doesn't deserve the high esteem that he was given. And, of course, he developed a inventory, a catalog of information on everybody that was rich and powerful. And this is effectively what I think was extended with the Epstein situation, where he was running a Mossad honey trap, trying to get leverage, control, manipulation, extortion, racketeering amongst everybody in high offices so they could get control and control the outcomes of legislation, policies, and actions.
Okay, I agree with that. And he has gone up high enough so that somebody conceived his death rather than be exposed by him in a trial. Do you agree?
Indeed, I do. You know, we've had a whole list of political activists, revolutionary terrorists, sitting at the tops of the FBI and other high-level intelligence agencies of this country, avowed communists like Brennan, Clapper, who were clearly anti-American, and they were promoting others' interests other than American interests, while we paid them for it, stealing the money of the American people and the guys they were giving us protection when they were actually working directly and overtly against our interests.
That's very interesting that you should bring that up, because there must be, and correct me if I'm wrong, there must be actually two divisions of the FBI, because we see the FBI doing good things. They took down an organization that had 80 children, I believe. I think that was a year ago, almost to the day. But I do agree with you that they are very mysterious and opaque. There is no transparency whatsoever. And they act... Go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I was going to say, Frank, there's obviously a deep state element within every agency of government. Those who do the day-in, day-out grind jobs, and some of them actually contribute and do things for the people. But behind the scenes, the hierarchy elite that are setting these policies, the Department of Homeland Security, the Centers for Disease Creation, these different agencies have been selling out, taking monies under the tables from big pharma and big drug manufacturers, from other interests than Americans, and serving their own self-interest, and claiming that they're presenting our interest when they're really representing our interest in their own self-interest. And that's felony criminal conversion of the American people's scarce tax dollars to their own self-interest. That is theft by deception, fraud, felony criminal conversion.
Yeah, that's a very interesting way to perceive the FBI. Some of them doing the good for the people, and some of them nefariously creating havoc behind the scenes.
Well, if you don't have enough terrorists to investigate, then you create and invent your own terrorist. Andrew Mataleb, the Richard Reed, the shoe bomber. These were all cutouts. They were invented terrorists that were equipped and facilitated, many times guided through the security umbrellas at the airports, to put them on planes under the cover of the FBI so they could carry out these egregious acts. These are what are termed agents provocateurs. These are false flag operations by the government, tyranny by government operations, to try to drive fear into the American people so they can promote us to scream for more safety to protect us from the pseudo-terrorists that they invent so that they can enjoy even more money being directed down the black hole of the safety network that they claim they're enforcing. Whenever you invent your own terrorist, you become a terrorist yourself.
Right, I agree 100%. And recently, just to change the subject, actually I'm not changing the subject, we're just going down just a little bit of a tangent, but concerning the World Trade Center, obviously, I think the entire nation knows that it is virtually impossible for three buildings to drop in their own footprint. And I originally had a video of it. It wasn't very clear at the time, but it was a white object heading for the Pentagon, very low to the ground. And recently, that video disappeared, but recently it has reemerged and is now in social media. And it is showing this white object heading for the Pentagon and exploding. That's number one. Number two, they are showing things that I observed in the very beginning, and that is small explosions on the north and south towers below the crash, as you would see in a controlled demolition. So it's time to start taking a very, very close look at those three buildings. And it was recently pointed out as well that World Trade Center Building 7 will be the first building ever to collapse in the way that it did because of small office fires, because it was framed solidly with steel. Comment?
Well, Frank, you obviously know, as most physical investigators and scientists know, that's a physical impossibility. That building was ordered pulled. Lucky Larry Silverstein orders from the fire department to the explosive ordnance group that was involved in the demolition, the implosion of the building. It was not burnt down by fire started in there from floating debris that fell, like they false told us. The World Trade Center is a whole different deal, but you had really talked about, what was the first one you talked about? You threw me off base there going to the 911 off of it, but I had a comment about that too. I just don't recall. We were covering more area than I expected there. I apologize, Frank, if you refresh my memory, what the first one that you brought up there before the 911 was.
Well, I brought up the towers. There were small explosions that you can see.
Oh, those were charges, sure. Those are frequently known. I've seen imploded buildings here in Las Vegas a couple of different occasions, firsthand, up close, and you always see the progressive explosions that destabilize the structure for the primary explosion at the bottom to cause it to fall into its own footprint, as you said. You were talking about the white object, which is pretty well understood in the truth circles, like here on RBN and other truth stations. That was an XO-set missile, not an airplane. I hear the music.
Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks, Chris. We'll be right back. Chris, hold on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
We are coming to you live from Public Broadcasting Network, once again, where you can handle the truth. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Good evening from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight, we discuss the destabilization of our nation. But first, our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, and cell number, or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. As I mentioned earlier, breaking news now. U.S. attorney recommends charges against former FBI boss Andrew McCabe. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone 515-604-9715. Access code 708-922, ID targeted. To access us by computer. In your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. And that will change tomorrow evening. Our YouTube channel is Targeted Massachusetts. Okay, let's get back to Chris in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, thank you very, very much, Frank. You know, there's some information I came across a couple of years ago that I think is very operant on this particular scenario, especially the World Trade Center's alleged flying of airplanes in there that day, and the strange antics of G.H. Bush Jr. at reading the upside-down Baphomet goat book to a bunch of grade schoolers in Texas when he wasn't hustled out of the room whenever this supposed attack on America took place, as would normally happen if they didn't know what was going to happen in the first place. And when we look into the history of where the Bush family came from, during Operation Paperclip after the war with Germany, of course it was brought about to drag us into the war, to get us involved in spreading our forces, our money's thin, killing the best of our best over there, supposedly fighting the enemies to help the others. But George H.W. Bush, the senior, had some photos that were recently found under the bed of one Otto Skorzeny, a former deep-level high intel in Hitler's inner circle of intelligence operatives. And it seems that the Bush family name was formerly Georgi Schraff, S-C-H-R-A, sometimes one F, sometimes two Fs. Georgi Schraff was part of the Brown Harriman group in Germany that funded the Hitler's war effort along with FDR and our so-called war bonds.
And how did you find that out, Chris?
Well, you know, I cruise a lot of Truth, Liberty, Media places, and I saw the actual photos. And we know that Operation Paperclip brought over Otto von Braun, Joseph Mengele, and others that were involved in setting up Plum Island in New York, where they spread Lyme disease across many of the people there and in America, the centers for the big high-level biohazard lab there, where they were inventing diseases to attack Americans with. If you look at 10 United States Code 2358, the Strom-Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act of 1961, Strom-Thurmond, I remind you, was the Speaker of the House and former Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, and I forget what state he was from, I apologize, it's not that I'm being deceptive, but I just don't recall. But that Strom-Thurmond National Defense Authorization Act is the precursor to the Kill a Patriot Act that they put in after 9/11. That was written at the hand of Prescott Bush, the grandfather of the Bush family that came over here. And when we understand we have these embedded agents who have been placed in positions of power, we appear to have selections, not elections. It's very, very dangerous for Americans to believe that
Okay, Chris, we're going to commercial. Thank you very much for listening. Hang on. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening, folks. Welcome back to Targeted Massachusetts Radio. And we are speaking with Chris from Las Vegas. Go ahead, Chris.
You know, Frank, it's not coincidental that I've had two egregious abuses of mass deadly force trying to provoke me to violence so they could murder me to shut me up from telling this truth to the people. But I'm an Ezekiel 33:6 watcher on the wall. I'm blowing this shofar of Veritas as loud as I can because the people need to know the truth. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6 is absolutely true. And if the knowledge they get is not true, then it's worthless. In fact, it's dangerous not to know the truth. And Americans have been denied the truth. We've had the Mockingbird media, the CIA-controlled Mockingbird media, since it was taken over whenever they installed the communism infiltration of America, according to Eustace Mullins in his book, The Rape of Justice, whenever they set that insidious organization up. And basically, we're a pipeline of intel of everything that we're doing here in America, all of our secrets, all of our patents and stuff, to our enemies around the world and the globe, so that they can take advantage of us and bring us down, because they hate freedom and liberty. They want global tyranny and slavery, and they've effectually launched slavery on the American people for many, many years. But, you know, I think, I can't remember who it was, Jorge Santana, there are none so enslaved as those who merely think they are free. Americans think they're free, but we are conscripted, we are slaves, Citizen, it comes from city denizen, the city law of Rome, Justinian's code, from the combination of city and denizen. A denizen is a slave or a serf of the city.
Chris, it sounds like you wrote my content for the evening. That's fantastic. I just wanted to ask you, what do you think about the FBI going after fringe groups such as QAnon and starting that Pizzagate thing?
The FBI, I think, has been compromised from the very beginning, from Hitler, Hoover's days, J. Edgar. He was never an American. He was always plotting behind the scenes to increase his power, to expand the sphere of operations. Many of the people that they've supposedly captured, the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski for one, I'm convinced that he was a FBI construct to spread their sphere of influence and control by having Americans shaking in their boots that anthrax letters or other letter bombs were going to be sent out to academia maniacs around the world so they could even investigate more. I read the guy that was the linguistics investigative analyst that supposedly worked on that case, and I assure you that I've learned some things from this guy. But Ted Kaczynski was sending letters. I've read his manifesto. He was warning America of the things that were come, the dangers of techno-crazy individuals called technocrats, thinking they were superior to the rest of us and able to rule for the rest of us on how we would live our lives by their techno-crazy control. It's maniacal what these people are doing, these new humanists that they claim they are, which really want to make machines out of us, controllable robots, so that we can be mind-controlled slaves to do their bidding and will, so they can line themselves at our work and efforts from their pockets, and all we have to do is take orders and comply or die.
Yeah, that sounds very familiar. The FBI sort of assesses conspiracy theories, and they deem to be very scared of conspiracy groups. Now, targeted individuals have been labeled a conspiracy theory group, and it is proven more and more every day that targeted individuals are quite real. I am one.
Right.
I suffer from remote neural monitoring 24/7. So it's something that's very real, and they seem to be calling everything that they don't understand or can't put their finger on conspiracy theory.
Well, remember the term conspiracy theory was coined, invented by William Casey, and he's the one that said that when everything the Americans believe is a lie, they'll be ready for the takeover. If you can use the word terms conspiracy theory, then I think most of the target individuals and the truth seekers around here, like yourself and myself, who have been targeted for our telling the truth, are really conspiracy factualists, conspiracy analysts in the form of Gore Vidal. That's what he said he was, a conspiracy analyst, not a theorist. And many times these so-called harebrained conspiracy theories the FBI claims they are have turned out to be conspiracy facts when it's revealed that people like Andrew J. Mataleb and the Aurora shooter up there, James Holmes, and the one down in Tucson, Arizona, Geraldine Loftner, many of these people were absolutely under mind-controlled psychotropic drugs handled by so-called psychologists or psychologists, under psychiatric care, mental health care, they claim, and be giving suicidal psychotropic drugs that are basically methamphetamine sulfate-based chemicals. And these make them particularly malleable, programmable, and able to be converted into weaponized human beings to not have any recall, just like Jimmy Neutron Holmes in the Aurora, Colorado shooting, sitting down there dribbling in his lap, waiting for the FBI or the police to come get him while the real killers made their way up the back of the theaters.
Wow, you have a lot of information, and this is probably why you are targeted, I'll tell you straight away. You have a lot of great information.
Well, Frank, I'm a former multi-jurisdictional law enforcement professional. I had a Q clearance with TSSBI endorsement. I've worked at the secured areas of Nevada test site. I've worked in investigative things with different states around Oklahoma and Nevada and the military and so on and so forth. So I'm not your average nutcase caller. I'm somebody that's actually been out there in the trenches and worked on these things. Yes, there are bad, dangerous people we should be protected from, but not the American people, the people that love this country, freedom and liberty, are not the threat. It's the people who are trying to suppress this truth that are the real terrorists in America. They're terrorists, they're truth terrorists, truth jihad. This is what the FBI is on. They want to cover up their own crimes.
Right. Well, this is why I let you run with the ball, because you provide such accurate information that the public is not familiar with. And that's what Republic is all about. The truth and information that hasn't been heard or that nobody wants to talk about. And that's what I really enjoy about speaking with you.
Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and take the rest of the show off, since I sort of inadvertently hijacked it with no nefarious purposes whatsoever, where you just got off and talking the truth.
No, nope, I enjoy it. I enjoy it very much. The only thing that would be better is if we could get a couple more guys on and we'll just have a round table discussion. That would be fantastic. But tonight...
I would love it.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Absolutely.
And
thank
please call back.
Thank you so very, very much, Frank. God bless America, and may the Creator watch over us and give Psalms 911 protections over this country, because it's in serious, serious danger.
God bless you, Chris. Have a good night. Okay, just to get back to QAnon, they call QAnon a shadowy network that believes in a deep state conspiracy against President Trump. And the FBI assesses these conspiracy theories very likely will emerge, spread, and evolve in the modern information marketplace, occasionally driving both groups and individual extremists to carry out criminal or violent acts. The document states in great detail. It also goes on to say that the FBI believes conspiracy theory-driven extremists are likely to increase during the 2020 presidential election cycle. You can observe this for yourself, and it is happening right before your eyes. Domestic terrorism is fueled by the government and its entrapment schemes. Civil unrest stoked to dangerous levels by polarizing political rhetoric. A growing intolerance for dissent that challenges the government's power grabs. Police brutality, tacitly encouraged by the executive branch, conveniently overlooked by the legislatures, and granted qualified immunity by the courts. A weakening economy, exacerbated by government schemes that favor none but select a few. This is what it all goes back to. A few. Way up high, the elite. Now, last evening, I spoke of the elimination of the upper class. They've already decimated the middle class. The only people they want left are the elite, and that is it. An overt embrace of domestic surveillance tactics goes along with the Trump administration's request to permanently reauthorize the NSA's deactivated call records program. We all know that there's been changes in that. Heightened foreign tensions and blowback due to the military-industrial complex's profit-driven quest to police and occupy the entire globe. The seeds of chaos are being sown, and it's the U.S. government that will reap the harvest. Mark my words, there is trouble brewing. The year is 2030. Forget about the flying cars, robot maids, and moving sidewalks that we were promised. They're not happening. But that doesn't mean the future is a total unknown. According to a startling Pentagon video obtained by The Intercept, the future of global cities will be an amalgam of the settings of Escape from New York and RoboCop, with dashes of Warriors and Divergent thrown in. It will be a world of Robert Kaplan-esque urban hellscapes. Brutal super cities filled with gangs of youth gone wild. A restive underclass, criminal syndicates, and bands of malicious hackers. So our digital world and our internet that we love so much is going to be a band of criminals everywhere and bands of malicious hackers. So, what freedoms are we going to have? Your freedoms are being pulled out from under you very slowly so that you don't notice. At least that's the scenario outlined in megacities. Urban future. The emerging complexity is a 5-minute video that has been used at the Pentagon's Joint Special Operations University. All that stands between the coming chaos and the good people of Lagos and Dhaka, or maybe even New York City, is the U.S. Army, according to the video, which The Intercept obtained via the Freedom of Information Act. That is one of the best things that has been enacted for we the people. For that is the only way we can find out what the hell is going on. The Freedom of Information Act. That's the only way we find out what is really going on. There is a site that I'd like you to visit. It's for the Freedom of Information Act. It's a very, very good site. It's been around since the beginning. And it's called theblackvault.com. The Black Vault. If you Google the Black Vault, you will get it right there. And you'll get the surprise of your life when you open it up. There are documents in there that go back to the 40s, 50s, 60s. And you get the inside on what's going on, or what was going on. Better yet, take a look at megacities, urban future. the emerging complexity, a Pentagon training video created by the Army for U.S. Special Operations Command. The training video is only 5 minutes long. Okay, folks, we have to go to commercial once more. Thank you very much for listening.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Once again, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you can handle the truth. And fortunately, on this station, we are given the opportunity to tell it. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. Good evening once again from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Allen. Tonight we have been discussing the destabilization of our nation. Imagine that. Destabilization of our own nation. If we're not careful, the next thing we're going to see is boots on the ground. Somebody else's. Our newsletter is free, and you can receive a copy by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. Please fill in your name, email address, cell number, and a short message. Or call me in the U.S. at 1-508-857-8334. Targeted Massachusetts Northeast Conference airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Access by phone, 515-604-9715. Access code, 708-922. ID, targeted. If you'd like to join us by computer, in your address bar, type freeconferencecall.com/wall/targeted. This information will change tomorrow evening. Our YouTube channel is simply Targeted Massachusetts. At this point in time, I would like to thank my listeners, and I'd like to thank those who make this broadcast possible. And Chris from Las Vegas. And I'd like to leave you with a thought. Start reading some of your alternative news. And I'd like to say good night from Boston, Massachusetts. My name is Frank Evans.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listen to me very carefully.